Hello, this is Beth Ludwig from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the December 2009 issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. Our first article is called Ready, Set, Guests. Companies coming in 12 minutes. Tackle these hot spots before the doorbell rings. Biggest challenges. Number one, a cluttered entryway. Number two, a disheveled living room. Number three, not quite spotless bathroom. Number one, the fastest fixes. Overhaul the front hall. Grab a laundry basket, storage bin, or large shopping bag to serve as a junk receptacle, plus a plastic grocery bag and a microfiber cloth. Load up on your bin with any shoes, gloves, or hats that litter the foyer. Stash hall table clutter that could get lost, like mail or keys, in the plastic bag. Put the bag into the bin. While you're near the front door, shake doormats outside. Flip on the light for an indoor cobweb check. Flick webs off with the cloth. Don't worry about ones too high up. Chances are visitors won't notice them once they see your smiling face. Take your bin and keep moving. Step 2. Put the living room in order. Next stop, where guests will hang out most. Keep filling the bin with kids' toys, newspapers, and anything else that doesn't need to be here. Run your microfiber cloth over the coffee table and other dusty surfaces like the TV screen. Pile magazines or books into neat stacks on the end tables. Gather all of the stray remotes in one place. Plump up throw pillows and chair cushions. Use a clean corner of the microfiber cloth to nab any obvious clumps of pet hair or dust stuck to upholstery or carpeting. Drape throws to hide dingy chair arms or furniture stains. Drop off the bin in the laundry room or nearby bedroom, or hide it in a closet. Swap the cloth for a few paper towels and move on to the bathroom. The third step, fake a super clean bathroom. Tuck stuff from the vanity into the cabinet or drawers and close the shower door or stretch out the curtain. Wet a paper towel with rubbing alcohol to both clean and shine and wipe down the mirror, faucet, sink, and countertop. Use a new alcohol-dipped towel to go over the toilet seat and rim. Clean up spots and hair from the floor with a third water-dampened paper towel. Finally, put out fresh hand towels. Make a round trip to the kitchen with the wastebasket to dump it into the large trash can. So make it easier next time. Add a shoe bag to the inside of your entryway closet door. It makes a great stash spot for hats and gloves, unopened mail, and shoes when you're in a hurry picking things up. Store a pet hair removal tool, like Scotch Fur Fighter, in a living room drawer or cabinet so it's handy. Save seconds with pre-moistened disinfectant wipes like those from Clorox, which are ready for cleaning right out of the canister. On the home tips, load the large stuff first. These are tips when you're grocery shopping. If bottles of water or soda are on your list, start at the beverage aisle. It may seem illogical to go there first, but once these heavy items are in the cart, you won't have to stop and rearrange to keep them from crushing fragile foods like bread or tomatoes. Skip the line. The deli can be a real time drain. Ask if they allow call-ahead ordering, or look for kiosks for placing orders to pick up when ready. Also try self-checkout for smaller purchases. The lines are often shorter. Even faster, portable scanners at markets like Bloom and some Stop and Shop locations let you ring up and bag your items as you shop. For faster unpacking at home, bag items like canned goods and frozen foods together. They probably went into the cart at the same time, so this should be easy. Watch the screen for price errors, especially on sale items. It's better to correct them now than to deal with customer service later. Here's some more tips. There are a lot of holiday tips in this issue of the December magazine. This tip is on how to ship baked goods for a holiday gift. The tips are from FedEx. Think before you bake. Skip fragile treats as well as cakes or pies, which need freezing to prevent spoilage. Line a plastic or tin container with crumpled wax paper. Layer sweets with sheets of paper to keep them from sticking together. Use plastic wrap to separate different types of goodies to avoid flavor transfer, but don't tightly wrap them or they can get soggy. Fill any gaps with crumpled paper. Tape around the lid with packing tape. Take a cardboard box at least 2 inches larger all around than your container. Line it with bubble wrap or packing peanuts. Newspaper just adds weight and will cost more to ship. Put your container in. Fill around it with the padding. Close the box and give it a shake. Any shifting? Then add more padding. Seal with tape and mark it with fragile. Now for our Ask Heloise column. The question is about an irritating iron. Question: how can I prevent my iron from leaking? It leaves wet spots. Here is Heloise's answer. You may be overfilling the reservoir. Do what I do. Fill it using a plastic bottle marked to hold the amount the iron requires. Each model is different, so check the manual for the amount. Also, if you're using steam, make sure that the water has time to heat up fully, usually 1 or 2 minutes, and that the fabric setting is high enough to create steam. Cooled water left in the channel after steaming can leak out. Never pour out the water while the iron's hot. However, dump it between ironings to prevent leaking and to keep the water from getting stagnant. If the problem is more that the iron is spitting, the steam holes may be clogged by minerals or salt. Check the manual or the manufacturer's website for how to clean. The second question. During my move, someone put duct tape all around the drawers of my wood dresser. Now there's a sticky residue on it. I tried a commercial remover, but this did not work. Any suggestions? Here is Heloise's answer. Rub baby or vegetable oil into the sticky spots with your fingers, and then let it sit for about 30 minutes to soften the adhesive. Pat a dab of salt, sugar, or cornmeal into the oil and rub it in a circular motion clockwise, then counterclockwise until it balls up the sticky stuff. Wipe off with a plastic scrubber. This works on most adhesives, including bandage residue on your skin. But for that, no need for the plastic scrubber. Our third Ask Heloise question. How do I get white fuzz off a dark blue fleece jacket? It got washed with a tissue. Here is Heloise's answer. First, don't brush it with anything rough like a hairbrush. It will damage the fleece. Use tape or a lint roller. Also try anti-static spray and rubbing with a terry towel. If needed, finish by drying with a fabric softener sheet on the air-only cycle of your dryer. Add towels to attract the tissue. In our good health section, think young, stay healthy. Holding negative stereotypes about seniors may be harmful to your health. In a long-term Yale study, younger adults whose views on aging were the most negative were almost twice as likely to later have a heart attack or other cardio problems as those with a more positive attitude on the topic. People who feel pessimistic about getting older take poorer care of their health, so forming unkind caricatures becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, explained study leader Becca Levy, associate professor. To break the cycle, think about independent older people you know or see on TV, she says, and ask yourself if your views would apply to them. Another article in the Good Health section, split decision on pills. One way to save money on drugs is to ask your doctor to write a prescription for double-dose tablets, which often cost the same as your regular prescription. Splitting the cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor, for example, can save you $330 a year, reports UnitedHealthcare. But only some pills lend themselves to having. Specifically, tablets that break easily without crumbling. The ones that are already scored split best. Those that don't have a special coating, which keeps pills from being destroyed in the stomach, and tablets designed to release medication slowly over time. If your doctor gives the okay, buy a pill-splitting device, less than $10 at drugstores, then practice on vitamins or other inexpensive tablets to perfect your technique before doing it for real. Even pros need practice. When researchers halved 15 tablets each of 6 commonly divided medications, nearly a quarter of the pills were outside the standard allowable variation. So practice before you split your pill. More in the Good Health section, gluten-free goodies. For the estimated 1 in 9 households that limits or avoids gluten, a form of protein found in grains, the holidays just became a little sweeter. Gluten watchers no longer have to head to specialty stores or pay a premium for baked goodies, thanks to Betty Crocker's new line of mixes made without the troublesome ingredient. How do these treats rate? Our testers, who had no problems with gluten, reached for seconds and thirds. They're available at most supermarkets in 4 varieties: yellow cake mix, devil foods cake mix, brownie mix, and chocolate chip mix. They run about $4 a piece. Chocolate. Even a small amount of chocolate loves your heart. Italian researchers compare levels of C-reactive protein, a blood chemical that's a measure of body-wide inflammation, in dark chocolate eaters with those of people who shunned the sweet stuff. The satisfying results? The indulgers had lower CRP levels, which corresponds to a lower risk of heart disease. And if you're worried about weight gain, it took just a little, about a quarter of an ounce, roughly the size of a Hershey Bliss square, or 35 calories worth 3 times a week. In fact, the modest nibblers not only fared better than those who ate less dark chocolate, they also bested those who ate more. Wholesome veggies. Steam or boil carrots uncut and you'll lock in 25% more of their cancer-preventing compound. After cooking, slice or dice to add to soups or stews or to serve as a sign. Now, some weight loss tips. Quick fix, weight plan, fold. Some studies have shown calcium can help dieters shed weight. But what about overweight people who aren't on a diet? Can the mineral at least keep them from gaining? After tracking 340 overweight and obese adults for 2 years, researchers from the National Institute of Health found that it didn't work. Participants taking 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day gained about as much as those taking a placebo. The study didn't look at calcium-rich foods, which may be better than pills at boosting weight loss, so it may be that getting the mineral from milk, yogurt, and other dairy products will prevent pounds from creeping on. But even if weight isn't an issue for you, calcium is critical for strong bones. Aim for 3 servings of calcium-rich foods per day to meet your goal of 1,200 milligrams. If you don't get enough dairy, do pop supplements and make sure they also contain vitamin D, which aids in the absorption. Portion control. Think of them as training wheels for dieting. Those 100-calorie snack packs can help you learn how to keep your indulgences in check. In a University of Colorado at Denver study, 59 adults ate snack food daily for 2 weeks. Half the group munched those 100-calorie bags for 1 week, followed by the same treats from large bags the next. For the other half, the order was reversed. Outcome? Volunteers who were first trained with the smaller packs took in 852 fewer calories from the big bags. You can learn to recognize the right amount, says study authors, suggesting eating the 100-calorie size of a favorite. Then, if there's a large bowl food at a party, you will know what a safe portion is. You'll be offered a lot of high-calorie drinks for the holidays, but here is an easy 120-calorie comfort drink. This is our holiday gift to you, a warm, creamy drink that won't pack on the pounds. To make, in a mug, mix 1 cup of fat-free milk, 2 teaspoons honey, and 2 pinches each of cinnamon, ginger, and cardamom. Then heat in the microwave for 1.5 to 2 minutes. Joy to the waistline. Our next article is called Crybaby. Why do women weep 4 times more often than men? Here's the surprising answer and the healthy benefits of crying by Susan Crandall. Why we cry. Animals, like humans, may cry in pain, but we're apparently the only creatures who shed emotional tears, probably because they give us an evolutionary advantage, scientists say. They're an unmistakable SOS asking the people around us to provide comfort and assistance. Proof of their impact, volunteers who were shown an image of the same face with and without tears gave a variety of interpretations for the expression of the tearless face, even calling it sleepy or filled with religious awe, says Professor Randy Cornelius of Vassar College, who had been studying tears for 25 years. But when tears were present, there was no confusion. All viewers reported that the face expressed sadness. Though sorrow can turn on the faucets, so can a range of other feelings. In a study performed by William Fry, a biochemist and neuroscientist at St. Paul, Minneapolis, asked 331 people to keep a tear diary for a month. Sadness was the number one reason they reported crying, 49%, followed by happiness, 21%, anger, 10%, sympathy, 7%, anxiety, 5%, and fear, 4%. So why we cry more than men? Women in the U.S. cry four times more often than men, according to the research. Girls don't start out as bawling champs. Boys and girls' babies cry equivalent amounts. But by the first or second grade, boys are beginning to cry less, probably in response to social pressure. Being called a crybaby is more likely to happen to a boy, says Jonathan Rottenberg, associate professor of psychology at the University of South Florida. Researchers also suspect that hormones play a role, as does menstruation. Women tend to shed more tears in the premenstrual part of their cycle, possibly due to the potent hormones circulating during those days. Women may be the tearier sex, but they also suffer dry eye twice as often as men. Eyes get drier with age. Also, hormone fluctuations in perimenopause and menopause can reduce the production of tears or change their composition so there's less lubrication for the cornea. The symptoms of dry eye are scratchiness, burning, and watering, in the form of reflex tears, which actually add to eye irritation. The cause, environmental factors, low humidity, drafts that blow into the eyes, cigarette smoke, or staring at a computer screen. Medicines, including antihistamines, antidepressants, certain acne drugs, diuretics, and certain opiate-based pain relievers can dry the eye. Contact lenses can keep oxygen from reaching the eyes. Try the newest generation of soft contact lenses, which are made of a silicone hydrogel, which are more permeable. LASIK surgery cuts nerves in the cornea that drive tear production, making dry eye the number one complication of the more than 700,000 LASIK surgery procedures performed annually in the United States. The step-by-step solution. Fix the environmental factors. Make sure your computer monitor is not above eye level, which causes you to open your eyes wider, and post a sticky note reminder to blink often. Use a humidifier when the air is dry and don't sit downwind of an air conditioning vent. You can uptake your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Taking fish oil capsules, 500 milligrams of EPA plus DHA, daily has been shown to help dry eye. But be patient. It may take a year to notice the difference. Try artificial tears. If you need to use these store-bought tears more than 6 times a day, consider the next therapy. Take an anti-inflammatory cyclosporin. Brand name Restasis is FDA approved for treating dry eye, and drops can also help. Ophthalmologists often prescribe both, then have patients taper off the corticosteroids after a month. Three top tear questions. Why do my eyes water in the cold? Cold air and wind are irritants, making your eyes brim with reflex tears. Best prevention? Wraparound sunglasses. Why does my nose run when I cry? Chalk it up to plumbing. The ducts that carry tears away from the eyes empty into the back of the nose. What if I can't seem to stop? If you are crying for no apparent reason, more often than usual, it can be a sign of depression. Seek professional help. But have a good cry. Sometimes after crying, you feel like a wet noodle, exhausted. Other times, you feel refreshed and restored. Here, three ways to make sure you wind up in the restored category. Reach out to others. Their support will help you feel better. Delve into the reasons for your tears. That way you'll come to better understand your feelings, and crying will be constructive. Treat crying as a signal that you need to focus on a problem and not just as an end to itself. If you attack the issue that started the tears flowing, you can move toward a solution. So how do you get the red out? Celebrity makeup artist Eve Pearl knows tears, having spent 10 years working on The View. Here's her emergency kit for eliminating the evidence. And remember, dab a tissue in the corner of your eyes. Never rub or wipe. Her first suggestion is anti-redness drops. They help constrict tiny blood vessels in the eye. Her second suggestion, soup spoons. Put two in the freezer for a few minutes, then press them against your eyes to reduce inflammation. Alternatively, freeze slices of cucumbers and place them on your eyes. Preparation H is her third suggestion. Yes, the hemorrhoid treatment. Mix a tiny dab of the cream, not the ointment, with slightly scented moisturizer and apply it to the under eye area to reduce swelling, being careful not to get any in your eyes. Sensitive skin? Test for irritation first on another part of your face. Her last suggestion? Yellow beige foundation. This hue neutralizes red cheeks or a red nose. Some more crying facts. 2 minutes average. That's the average length of a happy cry. 7 minutes. That's the average length of a sad cry. An interesting crying fact? Most U.S. infants cry in the first few moments of birth. 6% of women say they have never cried. 45% of men say they never cry. 12 times per minute. That's how often we blink to distribute tears. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Good Housekeeping Magazine. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Beth Ludwig, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time.